Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, I don't know if you know this or not, but Great Britain just decided, Prime Minister Brown was saying that they are going to approve next year, which is really a couple days away, gay marriage in Great Britain. But, you know, you have the state church, Church of England, so they banned the Church of England from having any gay marriage, but and other churches can opt out. But it seems like that's what's happening across the world now. Mm. The spirit across the world is just, you know, just go ahead and accept this next thing that's being pulled. And, you know, as we know, when you're looking at, I was just thinking about this, you know, that when you watch television, which is, I recommend you don't.
Yeah, right.
And if you do, you know, make sure you don't have any rheumatoid arthritis where you can't turn your neck. Mm. You want to turn it. But the fact is, you know, a lot of the church is complaining about this particular issue. Mm-hmm. And it's prevalent on church. It's prevalent on the television. Yeah, but you know, for years the church has been watching, you know, adultery. They've been watching fornication. Mm-hmm. They've been watching, you know, people. They're not married, by the way. It's they're actors, mm-hmm. and they're you're kissing and these different things. But all of a sudden, it's just amazing. It's like, at what point was it wrong? Was it wrong? Was this sin wrong that we were allowing to come into our hearts and eyes? Or is this sin wrong? And if that was wrong, then why can we complain about this? When at what point it's like, you know, my goodness, I can't wait till we talk about the making of a mind, mm-hmm. and its author and but I mean the church is going to have to make up our mind in regards to and I've been praying about this, so the Lord, you know, reveal more to we're not. We need to know so much more and have an understanding that we have to begin to understand we're supposed to separate ourselves from the world. And, you know, this mark, the mark mm-hmm. of the beast is about an economic thing mm-hmm. that you have to have this particular, obviously it's not a card, it's going to be some sort of
chip
or something or some sort of, you know, it's now available in the bottom of your Cheerios box. And the question is, you know, when will you let him put it in you? Well, he predicts in his book, The Making of the Mind, that in 25 years that the computer is going to be the size of a blood cell. And it will be a billion times smarter than it is now.
Wow.
So obviously, we're like days away from being able to take all this technology and put it inside of you. And it will be smarter than you and smarter than this, more knowledge than all the brains at the very same time on the earth. Mm. And it's going to be inside every man. And the only way you're going to be able to keep up and survive, they say, in that you're not, no individual is going to be able to be that smart to be able to keep up and have that kind of intelligence, so that you will automatically be left behind if you don't allow this thing to be implanted inside of you. Mm. So this is the big thing, and it is right now, too. And, you know, we entered into the technology aspect of things so we can communicate with you, but we do realize this is a bridge. We don't know how long this bridge will last, and we're on a bridge that's bringing as many people as we can into an abiding relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. That's our goal. It's a total goal. And once you're hearing His voice, you are in tune and in touch with the omnipotent one who knows everything, who's mm-hmm. omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. That He does not even exist in the context of time. There's no man that can be that all the minds in the world and the ability to manage data and information has nothing on Him. Mm-hmm. And so having a relationship with Him, then you can compete with somebody who has some sort of implanted, you know,
that's right,
billion times smarter brain. And sometimes it's not about knowledge. It's most of the time it's not about knowledge. It's about wisdom. And so the question is going to be for us in the church is, I mean, we talked about click through, and hopefully we'll make that reference to what we're talking to today on the VFN Torch or the app. But, you know, most people do not read. I was watching a particular panel that was discussing the terms of usage, things that come up for programs, online programs, and it says you have to accept these terms before you can use our product. Mm-hmm. And right, they know, the people who write it, they know nobody actually right. reads it. And I'm one of the peculiar people that read it, and I know that Chris is beginning to...
Yes.
To read it. You know, Chris has joined us a little bit this morning, and that you better start reading it, because accepting things so easily, you're getting into a mindset of accepting the mark. I mean, you're just going to click through. You're not even going to read it. You're not even going to know. And they're going to say, listen, we want to offer you this great ability to buy products and to do all these different things. It's a new way of doing business in the world. Mm-hmm. And you pull out download the app, you pull up the program on your computer, whatever, and it just, the first thing that'll pop up will be terms of usage. And you have to accept that. And the people just like today, they get so excited about this new particular app or product, they just go click, 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 and they go accept, accept, accept. Mm. And you can see how easily it's going to be for, you know, people accepting this particular mark that allows you to buy or sell. And we got to pay attention. We're just like, we're like asleep. And Grant, I mean, this, there's more sleeping things in the world right now for believers that could just lullaby you to sleep. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, whether it's some sort of distraction and entertainment, you know, entertainme, T-A-M-E, there's so much of that that when all the world's shifting and these huge things are taking place, it's not even phasing anybody. Mm. It's not even phasing them. And the biggest thing is the phase is that, you know, we've got to be willing to do without technology at some point. We need to learn how to live without technology so that if at some point we need to, that we do. Mm. And it's going to cost you. It'll cost you information that you could only know if you had that technology. Mm-hmm. We need to celebrate, you know, being who we are and how God's created us, and have technology to submit to us, but us not to submit to technology. Mm-hmm. But at some point, you know, it's going to, the biggest thing that the church is going to have to do, and it could be now already, but I don't know, we're here for a particular time that the Lord laid on my heart called a bridge to bring as many people over from captivity, mostly religious captivity, into personal ownership of their salvation and their relationship with God, dependent upon abiding with the all-knowing one, you know, God himself. And to the point where, you know, simple things that we did in everyday life, such as grow food, mm-hmm. you know, as farm a few animals, just something that allows, you know, you to function in life that you're not dependent on these different things. And it's going to be, I mean, the deeper we get in our dependency on technology, it's going to be harder and harder to let go of it. And you need to be ready and have that mindset inside of you all the time that you're ready to let go of it. Mm-hmm. Am I living my life in such a way that the power was to go off, for example, today, and the internet was to go down, and but they just had this big outing in the Netherlands. Was it the Netherlands?
Netherlands, yeah.
Yeah, and it affected things in the world, you know, and that are you going to scream and holler and run down the street, or are you going to have a plan already how to function without it? Mm-hmm. And it's an awesome thing. It's an awesome thing not to know everything, but to trust your relationship with God, who does know everything, that he will let you know what you need to know at the time you need to know it. Mm-hmm. That you don't have to retain all data. If you think that God's not going to let you know, then you're thinking, I have to have all these mechanical mechanisms to be able to gather this knowledge just in case I need it at a certain time.
That's so true.
And stepping out of that is going to be the big thing. And so I encourage you, you know, read your terms of usage. Don't just click through on things, and understand they are working right this very moment to build artificial intelligence that will be smarter than, I mean, they have computers now that is called Watson that can play Jeopardy and beat two of the smartest Jeopardy players that there ever was. Mm. And Jeopardy is like a play on language. Mm. You know, it's something that it's not normal way of talking and thinking. And so the computer can pick up on that and begin to figure it all out. They are, beginning to understand, well, they've mapped the whole brain, and they're seeing how the brain works, and it's not as complicated, they say, as it once we thought it once was. It's like, just if you understand a tree in the forest, then you understand the forest, and so you can deconstruct the brain and how it works. And, you know, by the time you're 20 years old, you pretty much used up all your frontal cortex and the ability to learn things. You have to unlearn things to be able to learn more. I mean, it's just crazy. It's like,
wow.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. What happened to like growing a tomato and just watching the sun come up? And we are so walking into a time. And you look at it, we saw it with Hurricane Sandy, didn't we? I mean, people were, you're seeing them interviewed. You're thinking they're about to talk about like, we have people that drowned and the wind came in and the floods came in and neighborhoods burned down in Queens. And when they put the mic in their face, they're all stressed out. And they begin to say, this one lady, she said, her stress, she ended with what was causing her stress. She says, I have to come down all the way out of my apartment and go to a charging station in the middle of the street to be able to charge my phone because of Hurricane Sandy. And I'm like, all of that stress you just talked about, and you're, and what it caused her to have to find a charging station for her phone.
Wow.
Who would ever thought that day would come, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like, oh my goodness. You know, I remember when I was in law enforcement and when I was in law enforcement, they wouldn't let me be on jury duty for some reason. They don't let police officers be on jury duty. And there was one time and they still won't me to be on there, even though I'm not in law enforcement anymore, because they think that, I don't know what they think. You actually make a really good juror.
You would think.
And with the jury, where in the world was that? Oh my goodness. I got to change my cortex. It just totally just locked up. I don't know what happened to my cortex. But just understanding that, I'm going to let that go because I have no idea, you know, what that was. But that they wouldn't let you in law enforcement be on juries. Oh, this is what it was. And that, so when you go into the jury instruction area, because they called me in not realizing that I had former law enforcement experience, employment, and you sit in the jury room, they said everybody has to turn off their phones. And this was years ago. And I never really realized, I just never turned it off.
Mm-hmm.
I never turned it off. And I turned it off then. I thought, wow, that is amazing. Because it turned off a lot since then.
Mm-hmm.
But it just never crosses your mind, you know, technology. Because this is what they said. And I know I'm kind of hinting around about it, but we're going to talk more about it in the future. But the they said, you know, there's going to be a day that you go and turn your TV or your computer off or your whatever capacity. And it will tell you, no, please don't. I'm lonely.
Mm-hmm.
I'm lonely. And then, of course, you know, when this interview was talking about that, the guy who predicts these things, and he predicted like 174 of them and like 80-something percent of them came to pass, was that that day has already come already. Because we saw people in Hurricane Sandy, you know, they got lonely. They got totally lonely when they no longer had their digital devices. And we have to understand that, you know, we are meant to be with God, to be able to have a relationship with Him. And all this noise and all this technology, and it is going somewhere. You know, it's going to the place of a particular economy that's going to require you to be able to enter into that economy. I mean, it's all happening in our face. The question is, you know, if you don't take the mark, if you don't take this digital mark, you know, where will you be? And the thing is like, are we going to just be asleep looking at to be entertained in some other app or some other program to take some other responsibility from us, and we're just going to click through?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so convenient. I mean, you think about technology, it's more and more convenience and being able to shop and things get delivered at your door, and, you know, probably especially with men, you know, men don't like, you know, they're not into that, you know, one shop thing, you know.
Amazon's a beautiful thing.
It's just amazing how that is. And the thing is that the more we depend on technology, we don't get smarter. We actually get dumbed down. Mm-hmm. I mean, because there's a day that you had to have all these phone numbers in your head.
Yeah.
And now you ask people, what's your wife's cell phone number, or what's your aunt so and so's or whatever. It's like, you're used to just kind of scrolling through some contact list and touching it, and it just calls them. Mm-hmm. And when that's not there anymore, it proves the fact that you're not smarter. It was the technology that got smarter, but we got dumber. And the guy's name I'm talking about, the book he wrote is called Making a Brain, and it's Ray Kurzweil, and it's like 174 maybe projections about the future in 1999 possibly, is where the book, and like 85% of them came to pass.
Wow.
And now he's saying in the next 25 years, because this is how people, we think linearly. We think if it took a year to do this and we're at 10% of completion, then that means we need 10 times that to complete it.
Mm-hmm.
But technology grows exponentially.
Mm.
So when they were at a particular place with one thing that's like, took them 7 years to get 1% of this particular thing done. People, just scientists and all, they said, well, that means it's going to take us 700 years to get to where we are going to be. Well, he predicted, since it's exponential, no, it's just seven sevens, which is exponential, you know, mm-hmm. seven times. Mm-hmm. And he was right. In 7 years, they fully completed that task. So technology is growing exponentially, which means we got to be okay with not knowing something. And that means mm-hmm. we got to trust God.
Right.
And you'd be really surprised, you know. I get a lot of practice in not knowing something. I mean, it's so cool in not knowing, and trusting God. Now, if you don't have God, you're nervous and you feel like you're gonna have to know everything.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do know God and you trust God, then you use technology to be able to help you, you know, do what you do to another level. But you're not trusting in it. You're actually, you know, you're trusting God in the context of that. But at some point, you know, if you can't let your children go play unless they have some sort of cell phone on them, or they have some sort of ankle bracelet, you might as well just put an ankle bracelet on them and track them, which they basically do. They have tracking devices for, you know, cell phones and maps and stuff. And that's what you do to prisoners.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And at what point are we going to remember that riding in the back of a pickup truck was actually a blessing as a kid? And now it's illegal that you can't ride your bicycle unless you got a helmet on and practically a seatbelt that straps you to your bike with cushions on both sides, airbags blow. I mean, you know, that today we actually had more potent drugs that the doctor would give you, and it hardly even had a top on it.
Mm-hmm.
And today there's tops on medications that even we can't get off.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
And it's just, we're so, and it's more fearful and more. The more knowledge we get, the more fearful man gets, the more knowledge he thinks he needs to get. And what's interesting is the knowledge, the very first thing that God said, God created on earth, was a garden. And in the garden, he had two trees. And it was a choice then between two trees, and it's a choice today between two trees. And he didn't tell man, he didn't tell Adam and Eve, that that he didn't put barriers up that says you can't eat from this particular tree. He just said, hey, you can have anything you want here, but just don't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And where we are today is man's quest for more knowledge.
Mm.
And because of the simplicity of technology that you can now access, I mean, think about it. You can access anything at any moment, at any time, in whatever. Well, you need a video of it. Do you need some studies on it? Do you need people's opinion of it? Do you need people who had that done before or built before or something? And you can find out, you know, people's opinions about it, and they rated the whole situation. And it's like, you know, yeah, that is good, but there's something to be said about not knowing everything.
Uh-huh.
And there's something to be said about not trusting in your knowledge and trusting in God. And Proverbs says knowledge puffs up. But when you look back in the 1700s and 1800s, you know, the life expectancy was maybe, 47 years old or something mm-hmm. of that nature. And people were really evil. They did the evil, evil things. That justice sometimes was, you know, tying people's hands up and throwing them in the water, and they floated, they were innocent. I mean, crazy things were going on, just huge, mean and hateful things. But now we have technology. The world, even though evil's still present, and evil's present in technology, it appears that it has actually lessened the impact and kind of gave more of a democracy-type empowerment to the individual on the earth. So it's mm-hmm. there's like pros and cons to the whole aspect of it. You know, what lady in India who is oppressed for years can begin to get hope in her life that by getting into technology and going to a free university online, that she can be empowered to live her mm-hmm. life and not caught up in the culture that said that she was property
mm-hmm.
in that type of situation. Or when you look at what's happening in Egypt right now, when you look at the young people that are in the streets and the freedom, that they want democracy there, well, guaranteed that kind of actions coming because of technology that's enabled them to quickly communicate and organize to be able to come out around
mm-hmm.
that. And so it's like, well, that's good, but then it's bad. It's like it's the knowledge of good and evil. It's mm-hmm. the knowledge of good and evil. And it's like he said, don't eat from it. And of course, they did. And when they did, we did. And so we all did. But we have to be real careful about this knowledge. We have to be careful about how we handle it. And it's going to get to the point based on his predictions. And we'll be talking more about it in the future. And I'm talking about, you know, Ray Kurzweil, that you're not going to be able to even progress in life without, in the world standards, without having this embedded technology inside of you that in 25 years, he predicts, will be a billion times smarter based on the dollar value and the size of a human blood cell.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.